Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Hi, welcome to the devotional, and we are going to be in Genesis 21, and today we are going to see the birth of Isaac and also how Abraham and Sarah, they rejoiced over Isaac's birth. And remember how both of them laughed when God already told them that Sarah will bear a son. And we are going to see a little bit about that. And sometimes when God gives a promise, He may take a long, long time to fulfill His promises. And because God is going to test the faith of man. And a lot of times, by waiting for a long time, man can lose his patience and he can get into the flesh. And we know what happened to Abraham. Now, when you look at our society today, we are living in an instant society as we are used to instant foods. Because we are living in a fast-paced society. And we are not used to have patience. When it comes to life, walking in godliness, how we get caught up to the worldly idea of instant solutions for your problems, I think people are looking for instant solutions for their problems. Dear friend, where is the faith? Where is patience? Where is long-suffering? Are these strange words for us today? In this modern world, or how many of us sin against the Lord for not waiting, not having patience, not having long-suffering? To those who are confident in their own strength, in their own power, in their own dependency, they will fail. But to those who realize that they are weak in their flesh, but waiting upon God's strength, they will be strong. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk, not faint." Waiting on God is not being lazy, but actively obedient to His word. Waiting, you will trust in Him in obedience and stay away from temptations. Lot of times, faith and patience goes together. Let patience possess your soul and help us to understand how to wait upon the Lord. Your soul will be enriched when you are tested in patience. Now, Abraham named his son Isaac, meaning laughter. Remember in Genesis chapter 17, verse 17, when Abraham heard about the promise. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. Then we read a little further on that Sarah laughed within herself. Now God did not condemn Abraham's laughter, but condemned Sarah's laughter. They both laughed. One laughed in a righteous way, and the other laughed in a wrong way. Now, this is the difference, my beloved, I'm going to show you. The difference between Abraham's laughter and Sarah's laughter. Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. That laughter of Abraham was a holy laughter. It was a laughter of delight and joy. Believing the divine promise would be performed. Abraham's soul danced with great delight and joy, believing God's word. However, Sarah's laugh was a laugh of unbelief. She thought it could never happen in her age. God's word seemed absolutely absurd to Sarah, as it is ridiculous for an old woman to bear a child. She laughed within herself, but God saw it. And that was the vital difference of their laughter. Beloved, today, many are laughing at God's word. It's a laugh of unbelief. The true Christian, we can laugh because of the joy of our salvation, what Jesus did for our souls. I'm sure later on Sarah was convicted of her laugh of unbelief when she knew she was pregnant. Now Abraham and Sarah both can laugh in joy as God's word came true. While Sarah and her family rejoiced over her son, let us also rejoice that unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, whose name is Wonderful, that God in him had made us, like Isaac, the children of the promise, that the child is born, the Savior of the world is born, and we can laugh and rejoice in delight, and our souls we dance and rejoice, because a Savior is born. And this is the laughter of the true Christian. Beloved, this is a holy laughter, that salvation has come. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers above.